And 3 years ago, we did the same story that we're doing today, called the Sermon on the Mount. And a special guest showed up 3 years ago. His name was Galileo. Can you say Galileo? No, everybody say Galileo.
Galileo!
Now, Galileo was a scientist, physicist, really smart guy, who lived in the late 1500s and the early 1600s. So he lived over 400 years ago. He was born 450 years ago. So this guy old?
Yeah.
He looks pretty good, doesn't he? He looks like a young guy, doesn't he? Yeah, this is really crazy. Anyway, Galileo, we talked 3 years ago. I was Galileo, and we talked about Galileo's very interesting ideas. What's this? The sun. I know. I'm holding the sun in my hand. Ow! Top. Did you know that the sun has like millions of nuclear explosions going on every second? Yeah. You don't want to get too close to the sun, do you? What's this? This would be called the Earth. Yes. In Galileo's day, they would call this a geo. Okay, can you say geo?
Geo.
Geo. And this would be called a helio. You say helio?
Helio.
This is science class today, ready? Helio?
Helio.
Geo.
Yeah.
That's because That's because they were all focused on themselves instead of who? Instead of outside of themselves. Right. So, who is right, Galileo? Who is wrong? Everybody else. Right? So we now know that the sun, or excuse me, the earth, revolves. And last, 3 years ago, Galileo told the Main Street students, if you were here, Galileo told them that he is a lot like Jesus. You see, in the Bible, we're at a part of the story called, next slide, Peggy, the Sermon on the Mount. See, Jesus goes up onto a mountain, or the side of a cliff, or the side of a hill, and he gives them a long sermon. How many of you guys know what a sermon is?
Jordan.
A sermon. No, not a sermon.
A sermon.
No, not slaves. Nice try, Isaiah. A sermon. Yes, Pastor Mark, right now, is doing a sermon. It's when somebody gets up and talks for a long time. Maybe I'm doing one. Am I doing a sermon?
Yeah.
I like to call them stories, but they could be called what? So Jesus stands up on a mountain. There's a bunch of people out there. What does he start doing?
Talking.
He starts talking. He starts telling, and he does this for 3 chapters. Now, I don't know if you can see this, but in my Bible it says, now when he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. The disciples came to him and began to teach them, saying, and now look at all the red letters. You guys see a lot of red letters in there? You see red? Red letters are who's talking in red? Jesus talking. The whole page is red, except for the little bit of black that didn't describe where he was. Now I'll turn the page, and then look, on this whole page, it's all red, and then there's some concerns to be black and stuff over here. So that means Jesus talked. This stuff's going to fall on my Bible. Jesus talked for how long? 3 chapters. Now, if I was to sit here with you guys and read all 3 chapters, it would probably take us about 10 minutes.
More than 10 minutes.
I'm not going to do it. I am going to do it, though. Just take 4 volunteers that I need to come. I need 2 gentlemen and 2 ladies. Okay. Jordan, come on up here, Jordan. Chance, I need 2 girls. Are you done or here? Okay. Are you oldest? Don't show anybody what this is. Don't. I need a girl. Mia. Do you want me to tell you without having to read it for 10? I'll show you. Do you want me to tell you what the sermon says without having to read the whole thing? I'll tell you, ready? Jesus said this, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Say that with me, ready? Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Now, when I walk, I go straight. I usually don't walk backwards. But I'm going to walk somewhere, I go straight. And the word repent means this. Hurt! Now, if you were a skateboarder, you would call that what? 180, maybe. When you're turning, I'm going the other way, it's called a 180. If I did 360, I'd do this. That's funny. Right? So 180 means to turn around and do the opposite way of where you were going. Jesus is telling everybody to do the opposite of what they had been doing. Why? Because God's kingdom is coming. Now, what's the opposite? Now, I know that my brother, when I was your age, my brother came up to me and kind of pushed me. What did I do? Snapped back, right? Yeah. That, I would be doing this, right? My normal life, brother pushed me, pushing my back, right? The opposite would be what? Walking away and not hitting. Yes. So the opposite in Jesus' day, let's show them this one there, James. Show them what that is. You're going to be holding it for a while, so I don't know if I would say it like that. You're going to, okay. This is called the Sadducee. There's a group of people that they said in Jesus' day, as long as you do what everybody else does, idea part of the kingdom of God? Good idea, bad idea? Good idea, bad idea. Do what everybody else does. So if everybody else is doing bad, you better best do good, you do. Yes. Yes. That is sad, you see, because they are very sad. You see. Can you guys say sad, you see?
Sad, you see.
So Jesus is saying, don't do what everybody else is doing. You should do
the opposite
sometimes when it comes to that. So if everybody else is jumping off the bridge, you probably shouldn't. Okay, say that. Can't scoot over here, keep showing that to them because they like to see who's sad. Alright, go ahead. Show them this really fancy word here. Now these are groups of people. Okay? Kind of like schools. Okay. This is the Essene. You say Essene?
Essene.
Now the Essene people, they thought that you get to know God by not watching TV, not going to visit all those bad people, you know, because those are bad people. We stay completely away. Oh, you know what? We're not going to live in Hayward because there's so much bad people in Hayward. They go to jail sometimes. So let's go live in the middle of the woods where there's no bad people around. So they'll go and live in the middle of nowhere. So the Essenes thought, we'll get to know God's kingdom by not being a part of anything bad. So they thought that God would be like, the Essenes are cool because they don't want to hang around. So like, you know, Claire, wait a minute, somebody goes to public school. Right? There's some bad kids in your class, aren't there? Now, if you hang around with them, you're going to become infected. And you're going to do bad things too. So some people's idea is to not be infected around, so they do their own thing. Is that the way to do it? Does Jesus say, you should get away from anybody who's bad and not? No, Jesus says what? Repent, do the
opposite.
You should engage, you should talk, you should hang out with those people and help them learn what is good. So Sadducees, Essenes, now we got another group of people. Can you scoot over for Aurelia? Stay right there. Don't show anybody yet. Now this, boys, you're going to love this. These are called zealots. Most people would call them terrorists. Okay? Zealots, these terrorist guys, they believed that you get the kingdom of God by killing people. Alright? The bad people. Not the good people, the bad people. So zealots, they're the ones who have secret swords strapped in their chest so no one can see them. Like concealed weapons. And then whenever the bad Roman guys, because the Roman guys are the bad people, let's kill them! And then they would attack. And they thought, if we can just kill all the Romans, then God's kingdom's going to come and we're going to be doing really good. Now, Emma, is that what we should do?
No.
I don't know what you think. No? So when God says, do the... Everybody, do the... Jesus is saying, don't take out your swords. Lay down your swords. So maybe getting God's kingdom isn't about taking out the bad guys. Maybe it's about loving them. And the last group of people who we all know and love, they are called the Pharisees. You guys heard of the Pharisees? Who's heard of the Pharisees before? Yes. We often make fun of them because Jesus calls them whitewashed tombs or walking dead people. Now, the Pharisees, they believed that you would get the kingdom of God, you could get to heaven, God would love you if you obeyed every single rule. Now, I'm not like most teachers. I don't have our rules listed on the wall. But I expect you guys to listen. I expect you guys to not talk to your friends while I'm talking. I expect you guys not to hit people, wrestle. I expect you not to say mean things or bad things. Right? If you follow all those rules, Jerry will like you. If you do not follow those rules, I don't. Right? You're a bad person. I'm kicking you out. See you later. Sayonara. Hasta luego. Now, does God act that way? Does God act like Jeremy? They were like the police of God's law. They saw, if you knock somebody over, they'd be like, you better pay for that. If you did something wrong, they'd go, oh, you better fix that. So the Pharisees were around, if you did something wrong, shit. You were what? So maybe I'm a Pharisee. Oh, listen. The Pharisees, so Jesus says, it's not about following rules. Rules are good. It's about having the right
heart.
Everybody?
Heart.
Everybody? It's not just about obeying. Because I know you guys. You guys can obey your parents, right?
Well,
if your mom and dad say, no, respect me, say sorry to your sister. And this is what you guys do. You go to your sister, you're like, sorry. Now, you said what? You said sorry. In your heart, you say sorry?
No.
No. That's exactly what God's talking about. If you're not sorry in your heart, just say you're sorry. Doesn't mean anything. My girls, I have taught them this. But they learned this stuff. Sarah, the other day, I saw what they said, Sarah's had a good lab thing going on. And she, I'm like, say sorry to your sister. She's like, sorry, Nancy. And how do you make somebody mean? You know? That's the heart. This is what your parents cry about, pray to God about, and worry about you all the time. Because if you act like that, sorry, you can't spank that or ground that or take enough toys away from you or whatever. Right? Because your parents, that can only happen, only who can fix your heart.
Jesus.
Only God can fix your heart. Parents can only discipline so much, but at the end of the day, who's responsible for your heart? You are. Exactly. Who's the only one that can fix your heart?
Jesus.
All right, give these guys a big hand.